BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening and welcome to BTV News.
To commemorate 50 years of Vietnamese literature and arts since national reunification, April 30th, 1975, April 30th, 2025, the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism held a special art performance on evening of May 4th at the Provincial Convention Center. The program themed Singing of My Homeland, paid tribute to the enduring spirit of Vietnamese people. Meticulously produced, the show featured timeless songs that celebrate patriotism, national unity, and the deep yearning for independence and freedom. Alongside vocal and dance performances, audiences were taken on a journey through history with excerpts from traditional Bai Choy and Hak Boi operas. With its powerful melodies and evocative themes, the program brought to life Vietnam's audience yet historic past, a story of both sacrifice and glory. More than a performance, it served as a rallying call to the young generation in Bình Định and across the nation to carry forward the legacy of patriotism, preserve cultural identity, and contribute to building a prosperous, civilized, and modern Vietnam.
According to the Provincial Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism, Bình Định Province welcomed more than 318,000 visitors during the 30th of April and the 1st of May holiday, marking a 15th increase compared to the same period of 2024. Tourism revenue is estimated at 350 billion Vietnam Dong, also up 15% year-on-year. Of the total, over 107,000 tourists stayed at local accommodation facilities, up 14.5% compared to the previous year. Between 27th of April and the 4th of May, Phu Cát Airport operated 100 flights, bringing 20,000 passengers to the province, while an average of 1,200 visitors arrived daily by train.
Phu Cát District is now in the peak of its 2024-2025 winter-spring peanut harvest. This season, over 4,300 hectares of peanuts were cultivated across the district, an increase of 95 hectares compared to the same period last year. Early results show average yields exceeding 4.5 tons per hectare, with some areas reaching as high as 5 to 6 tons per hectare. With current market prices over 30,000 dong a kilogram, each hectare is generating more than 135 million dong in revenue. After reducing costs for seeds, agriculture inputs, and labor, farmers are earning an average net profit of around 90 million dong per hectare. Thanks to the strong yields and favorable prices, many households in Phu Cát are seeing a significant improvement in their income, with peanuts proving to be reliable and profitable crop.
The Bình Định Provincial People's Committee has released a report on the review of effective resolutions issued by the Provincial People's Council. As of the 31st of March this year, a total of 247 legal normative resolutions of the Provincial People's Council remain in effect. Among the 92 resolutions have been identified as being impacted by the ongoing restructuring of the state apparatus and changes in documents issued by the central ministries and agencies. The affected resolutions span multiple sectors, including finance, agriculture and environment, ethnic and religious affairs, healthcare, science and technology, culture, sports and tourism, internal affairs, labor, war and violence and social affairs, industry and trade, defense, planning and investment, justice, education and training, construction, transport and information and communications. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.